AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Chinese say it's irresponsible to think that they hacked the U.S. government's computer network and stole the personal information of millions of federal workers. The Office of Personnel Management is one of two agencies hacked. It conducts more than 90% of federal background investigations. What about the government's defense against hackers? Our Jackie Quinn's in Washington with what Homeland Security is saying about that.
The Department of Homeland Security says it does have an intrusion detection system called Einstein, which screens federal internet traffic to identify potential cyber threats. It did identify that the systems at the Office of Personnel Management and the Interior Department had been breached, but not until after millions of records had been copied and removed.
Tornadoes swept across parts of Colorado and destroyed or damaged several homes, while powerful storms brought flooding and marble-sized hail to some areas. The Weather Service's Robert Koopmeiners.
We're watching for flash flooding and river flooding with that right now. And there's a wide area now of small thunderstorms developing over the north and northeastern greater Denver area. Even there's a little bit in the east central greater Denver area as well.
No reports of anyone being injured. Police in northern Colorado are investigating any possible link between the killing of a man on a neighborhood sidewalk and two previous shootings of a bicyclist and a driver. Police and the FBI are refusing to comment on the possibility of a serial shooter. 97 bodies found so far on China's Yangtze River after a cruise ship sank in bad weather there earlier this week. More than 340 people still missing. Game one of the NBA Finals goes to the Golden State Warriors. They beat Cleveland 108-100. This is AP Radio News. Tomorrow's the Belmont Stakes, and if American Pharoah wins it, he'll be the first horse in 37 years to win racing's Triple Crown. Our Warren Levinson is in New York.
Jockey Victor Espinosa says if American Pharoah is happy, tomorrow's Belmont Stakes will be easy. After a couple of days around the big track, trainer Bob Baffert says he is.
He's happy. He's enjoying what he does. He's a very happy horse, and you could tell he was enjoying himself out there.
This is Baffert's fourth try at the elusive Triple Crown. It's Espinosa's third. He was aboard California Chrome last year. American Pharoah will break from the 5 position in the 8-horse field. He'll be the only one to have run all 3 Triple Crown races this year. Warren Levinson, New York.
The ratings are in for Game 1 of hockey's Stanley Cup Finals. Chicago's 2-1 win over Tampa Bay was NBC's second most watched opening game ever. Game 2 is tomorrow night. The game averaged over 5.5 million viewers. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.